and we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's going to be talking about the 6th Annual Art Blitz, which is at the Art Barn on September 17th and 18th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's located at the Art Barn School of Art in Valparaiso. Please welcome the Executive Director, Amy Navradakis. Welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good. Hello.
So tell us about Art Blitz. For anyone who just hasn't not been there, I've been there the last several years. What is Art Blitz?
So Art Blitz is our fall festival, and we have art exhibitors. We have a live stage with music, sometimes dancers. And this year we're going to have a little magic on stage. Yay! Yeah. It's going to be great, really. We're kind of excited about it.
Who's the magician?
Yeah. His name is Richard Littlefield. So I haven't heard of him, but he had quite a few bookings. You know, he's had a lot of bookings. So I'm confident that he's going to be good. And let's see, beyond the exhibitors and the live music, we're also going to have some food vendors that we're very excited about. And we also have a ton of activities that are going to be interactive. So there's going to be a collaborative mural that we're going to be working on, and a lot of other just things that people can participate in.
So. Will it be a freestanding mural or against the building?
Against the building.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. So we've got a cow mural, a sunflower mural, and now we have a chicken mural that we did last year. And so this one I think is going to be a butterfly. So.
Oh, sweet. What about demonstrations? Are some of the artists going to be demonstrating their work?
Yeah, there's a lot of artists that are going to be demonstrating. So we're going to have everything from ceramic arts. There'll be some wheel throwing demonstrations and hopefully some hand building demonstrations. I believe our weavers are going to return again. So they kind of show that roving process and spinning and all that. And, you know, then we have someone's going to be doing a pastel demonstration, watercolor. So there's a lot of different variety of different things that you can, you know, kind of watch in action.
Is there still space available to get a booth?
It actually closed, it closed in mid-August. So so the exhibitor registration is closed, but, we can definitely, if someone's interested, they can definitely get in touch with Art Barn and we can, you know, make sure they get a notification next year.
Excellent. So what entertainment do you have coming this time?
So in addition to our magician, we have the Northwest Indiana Symphony Youth Orchestra is going to be coming to perform. They're actually our first lineup on Saturday. And then the Hoosier Recruits, they are a great band that plays with the Old Time Dance Society. So they play a lot of old time music. Then we also have Premier Performance, which is like a dance performance group. And they were very dynamic and great last year. So we're excited about them as well. So that's we also have a musician named Phil Stewart, who's going to be performing as well. So he does a little bit of, you know, kind of Johnny Cash inspired, Elvis inspired, Clapton. So I'm really excited to have him on board. It's a new artist. So
are the sunflowers in bloom?
The sunflowers are in bloom. Oh, so, yeah.
So that's part of it. And what's the admission cost?
Admission is free. So it's entirely free to get in. And then some of the activities are available for, like, you can purchase tickets to do certain activities. So some activities are a little more than others, but there are certainly demonstrations and things like that are completely free to participate in. I make sure that are some things that if someone wants to come to the festival, they can participate completely free.
Are there any artists that you can name that are exhibiting?
I can. So we have, we've got a ceramic artist. Her name is Louise Amundsen. She participated in our juried art exhibition. So we're kind of excited to have her back. Her pottery is very, a lot of it's very whimsical. We've got Lori Carpenter, who's a wonderful painter. Miranda Heward, Dennis Jameson, Michelle Buziak, and let's see, I just heard that Ronald Steck, who was our best of show winner at our juried art exhibition, is going to be with us. So we're excited
excellent.
About that.
And what kind of food do you have? Because you have an outdoor festival, you have to have food.
Yeah. So this place called Anomaly is going to have soul food. Their jerk chicken is so good. And they've been with us for the last 3 years. So they're great. They come in and they barbecue stuff and it's fantastic. Then we also have Takoyos. I've heard really great things about them too. I heard their food's delicious. So they're going to be here this weekend.
Very good. Hey, we got about a minute left. I saw your fall brochure come out real quick. So tell us just a few things about classes coming up.
Yeah, our fall session officially starts right around October 1st. So we have all kinds of different offerings for all different ages. And we have, some amazing guest artist workshops coming up. A watercolor workshop with Ritendra Das is going to be on September 29th through October 1st. So it's like a multi-day intensive. So if you want to check our website, we've got all kinds of information about that and our other classes that are going on. So fall is our most robust session.
Right. And it's a beautiful place to go if you haven't been there. The Art Barn, which is located 695 North 400 East in Valparaiso. Like I say, a little bit south of Route 6 on 400 East. That's Art Blitz. It's the 6th annual Art Blitz, by the way. September 17th, 18th from 11 to 5 p.m. You can go to artbarnschool.org to find out more information. Amy, thank you so much for coming on Art of the Air Spotlight.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Yeah, always good to catch up with you, Amy. Thank you.
Yeah, you too, Esther. Thanks.
And a quick Art in the Air extra, Hoosier Star will be back on Sunday, September 7th at 7 p.m. at the LaPorte Civic Auditorium in LaPorte, Indiana, under the direction of Dr. Carolyn Watson.